Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
When she was three
days old, the doctor checked her eyes and found that she could not see clearly. At that time, we didn't understand much about it until she was 4 years old and were playing a game with a friend where they were covering one eye, and she found that she had a problem with the other eye and could not see. So right after she got the treatment and she was at home, she was able to look at my hands and see that I was holding up 5 fingers. So I was extremely happy.
Well, that's Mung. She lives in Vietnam, in one of the remote areas of Vietnam. And her daughter, 6 years old, Nung, had failing eyesight, as you heard, when she was just a few days old. The problem was a cataract. And we know that cataracts are treatable with a pretty simple operation. And this coming Thursday, you have the chance, on whatever radio station you're listening to right now, you have the chance to go to their website and take part in a day of miracles. And behind all of this, as well as the Christian Community Radio Stations of Australia, is CBM, and their CEO is Jane Edge. Hi, Jane. Welcome back to the program.
Stephen, it's great to be with you.
It's an exciting week coming up, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. I was only reflecting earlier today as, people were starting to, I guess, add more prayer and more energy as we enter into this week. It's such a buzz to be part of something that changes the lives so concretely of people like the little girl you were just mentioning, Nung, and many, many more around the world. So we're thrilled.
Yeah. So tell us more about Nung's story.
In the case of Nung, like many children at times who are affected by cataract, it is a condition that means that she struggled to see. It's a cloudiness in the eye. And in Nung's case, she was quite young when this happened. And as you heard from her mum a minute ago, the fact that she had gone through surgery and still had struggled, it was more complex than often many cases are, and children's surgeries can be challenging. But as a result of her being part of the CBM partner program, that extra effort, which is all about what we do, always going that little bit further to reach the most marginalised, means that her treatment has since been extended, and they are now working out how they can respond to Nung's situation. Mm-hmm. And hopefully resolve that problem.
She's doing pretty well. Here's Nung herself speaking again through a translator.
So once I grow up, I want to have a job like the writing textbook for the children. If I try to see with the cataract eye, so I feel pain. The more I try, the more I feel pain. I'm really happy when I can see clearly by both eyes.
Yeah, so as Jane, as you said, CBM's partners are working with her to bring that fully about, and she's just such a delightful little girl. Isn't she the face of the campaign this year?
She is, yes, she is, and she is gorgeous, that's for sure. Now, and like so many others around the world who just need that opportunity, Stephen.
Yeah, so that's the thing, isn't it? There are 19 million children of vision impaired around the world. Of those, how many are cataracts and reversible?
Well, in the case of all blindness, you're talking in that 40 million mark, and half of them are cataract. Children, it's probably less than half. So 20 million people in the world have cataract surgery. It's not hugely common for children to have cataract, and it's often traumatic, sometimes born with that condition. But as you can imagine, the impact on their lives is extraordinary. So for us to be able to work with children like Nung and older people, because often that is where we're talking more common scenarios, it's just a life-changing event, really.
Now, there's another woman that we found out about during this campaign in preparation. She was divorced from her husband. Her husband left her because she was blind. And if you're blind and you can't work, and then your husband leaves you as well, and you're living in poverty, suddenly you've got a very serious poverty upon poverty, haven't you?
Absolutely. And I think the lady you're talking about, yes, Nam, is one of those women who the reality of living with avoidable blindness, disability, is one that means marriages come under pressure, extended family are unable to continue to provide that care, and the isolation just grows, especially if marriages break down. It's incredibly sad.
We hear stories about that time and time again, and yet for a very small, to us, a small outlay, and the incredible infrastructure that CBM has built up and expertise that you've built up around the world over more than 100 years, or not you personally, Jane, you know, but suddenly this miracle of sight can come. Now, how does it all work?
Well, I've had the privilege, Stephen, of standing in one of the clinics, you know, in a remote part of a very poor community, and it's quite extraordinary. So we have community health workers who are often out and about in areas that are even further away from the clinic, screening, encouraging people to come in. Part of it is confidence building. You know, there is a lot of uncertainty, fear about coming for treatment. So there's a whole lot of work to be done just at that point.
And what then a great point. Just to pause there, because you're not going to easily let someone, if you have no knowledge or understanding of how it all works, and even for someone in our society, for someone to say, okay, I'm going to take the lens out of your eye and put in another one, really?
Yes. It is a difficult one to explain. And I know in one of our programs in India, actually, the health workers I'm describing are actually called vision guardians. Oh. And I was hearing about the story. It's amazing, isn't it? What a beautiful description. Mm. And I was listening to the story of their work and how they brought one woman in particular who was having terrible pain, again, traumatic injury, cataract, and they had managed to persuade her three times. She came to the hospital but couldn't go through with it, and on the third occasion did. And the surgeon could not believe he was still pulling bits of timber out of this woman's eye because it had been lodged there 12 years prior. Mm. And she had been living with that blindness, living with that pain. And now, let me tell you, she is a champion in her community for sharing the word about what can happen when you go and have the cataract surgery. So yeah. It is a very holistic approach that CBM is able to bring with the support of the Christian community and the wider Australian community, because we are there to make sure this work can go on long after we are in a community. So it's training surgeons, it's equipping health workers, and building that sense of community ownership, if you like, and awareness that means so many more people have the chance to see again.
Yes, I really like the fact. In fact, CBM Australia is part of one of the world's largest disability support organisations working in these developing countries in particular. And what I like is that you've got this holistic approach, and it's an integrated care model. So we focus on the operation because that's an important thing to do at least once a year. We focus on that. But what we're looking at is an entire support network that delivers real hope to people and really restores them to the dignity that God made them with. It's about dignity, isn't it? It's about the ability to contribute to their families. Now, on Thursday, we'll be asking people, the station you're listening to right now, all the Open House stations are participating in this program. We'll be asking you to hit the website and make a pledge to, it's $33 for a single operation, for the cataract operation, $33. I think, actually, Jane, the websites are probably operating now.
I think they are, Stephen. Yes, I think if your listeners wanted to get ahead of the game before Thursday, which we would love, of course, then they can certainly go to your website or the CBM website.
That'd be groovy. So you can go to the website of the station you're listening to now, or the CBM website, Jane, is?
cbm.org.au/miracles day.
cbm.org.au/miracles day. Don't wait till Thursday, but maybe, you know, hop on there now and make a commitment. Get a great start on the week. Save someone's sight. Feel great. Thank you,
Jane.
That
would be fantastic,
Stephen.
Thank you so much. We are aiming for 35,000 miracles this year, so your listeners can be part of something very special, a real movement of the heart and a real change.
That'll be a new record, right?
It will. That would be a new record. It would be incredible.
All right, there's a bit of heavy lifting to do, Australia, but that's what we're good at.
So. We are.
Thank you so much, Jane. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Stephen. God bless.
God bless you. cbm.org.au/miracles day. A very exciting week for all of us in Christian radio around Australia. 35,000 miracles we're looking for. Let's make a start tonight.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.